Monday, August the 7th, 2006. This is Tips from the Top Floor number 146, Photoshop Corner number 18.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, yippee, we have a new Photoshop Corner, and we'll use Quick Mask to make killer selections, and we'll talk about a Tips from the Top Floor meeting in SoCal.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor. My name is Chris Marquardt, and you are listening to the podcast about all things digital photography. And this is coming to you from the Top Floor Productions headquarters in Tübingen, southern Germany. And yeah, let's dive right into it. There's just three quick items on the news today. Number one, as I announced in the last show, I'll be gone for the rest of the week. And as I already said, I'll be on my annual jazz workshop, working on brushing up my bass playing skills. And with all the things that are currently brewing in the secret Top Floor production labs here in Germany, also around the show, by the way, definitely need a week off. But I'll be back on the 14th, and hopefully I'll already have a new show for you then. So yeah, while I'm gone, there are a lot of things you can do, including going back to listen to some of the older shows, or, well, go out and shoot a lot of pictures. Second, I also said in the last show, the Portable Podcast Media Expo, whatever it's called, PME, is going to take place end of September in Ontario, California, and I will be there. I'll meet up with, well, a lot of other podcasters, and hopefully with some of the listeners of Tips from the Top Floor, and I'm currently looking into a way to meet up with any one of you who's in the area. And yeah, I'll still have to work a few things out here, but I think I should have some more details when I'm back from the workshop. Oh, and last but not least, please don't forget to vote daily for your favorite podcasts at podcastawards.com. It's a really easy and good way to give something back to all the podcasts you like. But now let's see what's on today's show. And first, here's a very short, useless fact of the day.
When will the ice be broken? Will there be...
The Nikon company dates back to 1917, when its name was originally Nihon, deriving from Nippon, the native name for Japan. In 1946, it modified its name to Nikon, which can be seen as a kind of an acronym derived from Nippon Kogaku, meaning Japanese optical, and also perhaps as an imitation of the Zeiss company's Icon brand. But now that we know how Nikon got its name, here's today's
Tips from the Top Floor Photoshop Corner.
One of my frequently used tools in Photoshop is the Quick Mask. It's a very visual way to edit selections on pictures, and by using it, you can easily do a few things that are much harder to do with other methods. Let's, for example, take the image of my eye that I used as the cover image for Tips from the Top Floor, show number 145. If you look at the original, and that's up on the Photoshop Corner site at tipsfromthetopfloor.com/psc, the original image is not a very special picture. It's just a close-up of an eye. And my idea was to make something special out of this. And as I've recently seen a similar picture of Al Gore on the cover of the May issue of the Wired magazine, where he had incredible blue eyes, I thought, why not give this a try with one of my own pictures and see if I can recreate a similar effect. Now, what something like this usually involves in Photoshop is to do very selective changes that only apply to parts of the image. And if you have closely followed the previous episodes of Photoshop Corner, you know that we use masks to do this. To mask an irregular shape such as the iris of an eye, the Quick Mask tool does the trick quickly and easily. Just hit the Q key and you're in Quick Mask mode. You can now paint your selection onto the picture with a black brush. In the case of our eye picture, I used a brush with a soft edge to make the selection feather into the surroundings. But why is it painting red, I hear you ask? Well, the red color is a visual representation of your selection. It's not actually painting the color red. Once you're finished painting your selection, just hit the Q key again and you're back in selection mode. And there you go. You have painted a selection. The areas that you painted on are unselected and everything else in the picture is selected. And this is almost what we're looking for, but not quite. So let's just invert the selection by going to the menu and choosing Select Inverse. Now the pupil is selected in the picture, and even though the selection is showing you a hard boundary in this view, the actual selection is feathered just as you painted it. And now comes the neat part. Let's click the half black, half white circle at the bottom of our layers palette and bring up a hue saturation layer. As we had a selection to start with, the hue saturation layer automatically picked up the selection and transformed it into a mask. So all the operations that we now do on that layer will only affect the selected iris. Slide the hue slider back and forth a bit and see how the color of the iris changes. It's quite neat, isn't it? Now the next step I did in that picture was to apply an overall curves layer to increase the contrast a bit with an S-curve. Nothing spectacular here, I just wanted to give the image a bit more pop this way. But I'm still missing a bit more brightness in the blue eye, so what I want to do is to apply another curves layer, but to the same selection that I had before. Now, I didn't save the selection, but here's a trick that lets you recover that exact same selection easily. Go to the layer palette and Control or Option click the mask that is attached to the hue saturation layer that we created earlier. And this will bring back the selection. And now it's just a matter of adding another curves layer, which will also automatically pick up that selection as a mask, and this way apply some mid-tone adjustments to bring up the brightness of the iris separately from the rest of the picture. And the last step in the process, as usual, is the sharpening. And in addition to applying some regular unsharp mask, I also selected the sharpening tool from the tool palette and applied some additional sharpening to the iris by simply painting over it with the sharpening brush. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor, show number 146. Just four more shows until the 150th show, so if you want to send something in, there are the voicemail numbers 206-202-3757 in the United States. Again, that's 206-202-3757. Then there's the one in the United Kingdom. And that phone number is +44 7005 805 742. And it should work from all over Europe. So yeah, just give it a try. +44 7005 805 742. And you can also send an MP3 or just a mail to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. And then on the homepage, there's also the My Chingo applet on the right-hand side. You just scroll down a bit and you can leave a voicemail there as well, which will reach me in the form of an MP3. And make sure to pay the forum a visit. There's so many great people there and lots of great discussion going on. Show support for today's show was provided by Rebecca Davis and Matt Armstead. And again, don't forget to vote daily for your favorite podcasts at podcastawards.com. Again, only four more chances for you to reward all those podcasters whose shows you really like. My name is Chris Marquardt, podcasting from the Top Floor Productions headquarters in Tübingen, southern Germany. Talk to you again in about a week. And until then, Happy shooting!
Yeah.